hearing this conversation, and I'm really like, I don't know. Like I it's very fascinating though. It's like, what defines people as gay, right? And who am I to talk about, you know, gay? I'm just a dude observing here from the outside. But it's a very fascinating thing, because what I saw was, like, some people defining what, it's weird, right? Because in our society, and I was talking a little bit about this in the last podcast, about how in certain things we as a society need to be binary, right? It's either if you're not a Republican, you're a Democrat. If you're pro-abortion, you're anti-abortion. There's no in between. There's no nuance, right? And I think it's the same when it comes to sexuality. And it was talking about, okay, what defines somebody as gay versus straight, right? Because it, God forbid that you are in the spectrum of okay, being open-minded, that makes you gay. Like, it doesn't even allow you to be straight anymore, right? And that's what this conversation was having in this podcast that I was listening to. And it was like, what they identify was that there is a romantic and a sexual orientation in that, meaning that I'm like, so meaning that, you know, you could be so if you're gay, one person was saying, if you're gay, that means that you're attracted to men, and if you're not gay, obviously, if you're straight, or if you're attracted to both men and women, then that makes you bi. Where the other person was saying, no, like, that's not necessarily how it is. It's like, he was saying that it's who you love. Like, if I love somebody and they're a man, then and that's who I want to be with, that's who I want to be in a relationship with, that's who I want to identify with to the whole world, then that's what more identifies you as gay versus what your genital goes into. You know, whether it's a fucking horse, a dog, a female, whatever. God forbid you do that. Not condoning that, not promoting it. Just saying. Just talking. Talking shit. This is what happens in my fucking head all the time, all right? So, and I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? That just made sense to me more because, again, because there's nuance. Like, I believe this in just in basic relationship dynamics. Like, people wanting to have their cake and eat it too, but they don't want the other person. You know, I was even seeing this thing. It's like, you know, now polyamorous is something that women that are, you know, past marriage, past relationships are even debating and thinking about, because it's just better to go into something you already know than to deal with somebody that, God forbid, got all this crazy shit that they're not going to tell you. I mean, that's the one thing about being in or talking to people nowadays, is that you don't really fucking know their whole fucking picture until you're deep in the weeds with them, until you're knee deep in that relationship. You're not going to find out who they truly are. And then at that point, 6 months later or a year or two, you have to say to yourself, okay, do I want to deal with this or not? Right? So I guess it's just such a world of people hiding, people not being truthful with themselves, or at least conveying that to the person, right? And when this topic of sex is like, and whether you're gay or straight, I'm like, dude, and the guy, and I agree with this guy, because I started thinking, okay, what if, like, I always flip it because I always try to think of what a girl situation would be. So if I've known girls, I've dated girls, I've been in relationship with girls that have kissed other girls, that have kissed or been with other girls, but they're not trying to be in a relationship with that girl in any way, shape, or form, but they enjoy the soft touch of a woman, and intimacy, and it's only in the realm of intimacy, outside of being friends and stuff. In the realm of intimacy, it's not something that they want to have a woman around all day. They want to have another woman to hang out with and take care of the man or take care of each other. It's like, it's more of like, okay, I want to throw some spice on it, right? Like, you're having food, I'm like, let me put some cayenne on it. I just want that kick. I've met so many women that have done that, that is normal for them. But in no way, shape, or form, they consider themselves gay or lesbians. They don't. They just like, I want to be with a man no matter what. And yeah, sure, if I'm with my husband and we're having a family, and you know, I get a little drunk and I make out with a girl. Okay, that happens. That's not a big deal. You know, because at the end, her heart is not in wanting to be romantically connected or emotionally connected to a woman or live the rest of their lives with a woman taking on the world. So when I see that, or when I've had these conversations, it makes sense to me. She's straight. She just has a little lesbian fetish. She likes, you know, hot lipstick. You know, I remember this girl. She'd be like, you know, I only, she's got to be a lipstick. I'm like, what is that? It's like, no, I don't do butch. I don't do the girls that look like guys. Like, I will do a girl as hot as me, like a girly girl. I'm like, oh, I get that. I got you. So when you flip it with a guy, it's like, again, men are given the, you're either straight, and if you think about men, or if you think about, even if you like think about having toys up your ass, it's like, you're gay. You're fucking gay, bro. Don't just come to that reality. And it's like, well, I don't get it. Why can't anybody get that pass? Like a guy, like me. Why can't I get that pass, huh? You know? And it's just a really weird thing to see because, and then I'll give you another example. Let's just go even further back, way back. Let's go back to slavery days, right? Slavery days when the white man and the white woman had 15 to 20 slaves working on their cotton fields, and they fed them, they took care of them, and, you know, the husband was a piece of shit to the woman. And, you know, the woman went ahead and took out Tyrone on the back and, you know, fucked him once in a while without the husband knowing, because that's all she had, right? Or how about the slave master that fucked the women? You know, even though they fed him, even though they took care of him, right? You don't think that made him racist? You telling me that because he fucked black women, he's not racist anymore? No, he still kept them as slaves. That woman still kept that dude as a slave. They didn't free those people. So, yeah, how can you be racist and still fuck somebody? Guess what? Because we can. Because many of us can compartmentalize the deep bigoted feelings that we have about somebody if we're sexually attracted. Because in those times, I'm sure there was no white woman that was going to go ahead and marry a black guy. Back in the 1800s, 19, you know, whenever those times were, there was no chance. But they were having babies and they had to run up, you know, up north. Because God forbid they come out with this baby that looked, you know, mixed, looked like me. And I forget about it. So you see where I'm going with this is that there's people out there that engage in sexual acts that are taboo, that are deviant in nature, that still don't align with their personal feelings. So when I see the gay thing, that one, that really resonated with me because it made sense. It's like, okay, if I'm gay, when I talk to a gay person, they in no way in hell ever want to be with a woman. They don't find women attractive. They don't care any other than to be best friends with them. But they don't have any desire to stick their dick in that pussy. You see what I'm saying? If you're truly gay, if you're truly lesbian, like that lesbian butch, she has no interest in having sex with me. None. She wants to be my friend, and then we could talk shit about women, you know, and fuck them. But she's not trying to do anything with me. So where does that fall in, right? And that's where I'm saying the spectrum that we have. It's so out there, you know, like that Kinsley scale. I don't know if you guys even heard of that, but it's like this thing a person came up back in the day where he just talked about like the levels, like there is like there's heterosexual and homosexual. And then it's like if you're one, you're like a little bit gay. You're like, you know, 10% gay. And if you're like a two, you're like 20%, you know, something like that. It's some shit like that anyway. You know what I'm saying? Or, okay, let me look this up. Hold on. Kinsey scale. Okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. So yeah, it's like a 0 through 6, right? And it's exclusively homosexual. Mostly homosexual is one. Mostly heterosexual, but more slightly homosexual. So it's like a spectrum, right? Like that makes sense to me. Like at the end, it's like there is no, like there's some men obviously that are 100% straight. Like, they don't want to know anything about sexual acts, you know, like, and any acts that involve other men or anything that involves any acts, like, you know, not putting toys, don't play with my booty, don't do nothing, bro. Like, I'm straight as a cucumber, right? But then what happens to the people that are open-minded, that have men that enjoy having toys up their ass, or men that have fun with their or like a finger up their ass? This is TMI. I'm just asking, right? Does that make them gay? And that's the answer that we are not really embracing at this point. Like, okay, what is sexuality? So for me, the way I look at it, after hearing that conversation go on, was that I think that it comes down to your heart. It's like, what does your heart want? Like, for me, my heart wants to be with a woman, no matter what. Like, there is no alternative universe where I want to be in a relationship with a man. I don't find hairy men as far as being in love with them or anything like that. I don't want to be around a smelling man. I want to be around a smelling woman and with tits and ass, right? That's what I want. But, you know, it's like, how is it? Does that mean that I'm purely straight, or does that make sense? It's like, it's weird, because when I'm hearing these conversations, it's like, oh, that makes sense. Like, if a dude wants to have like gay experiences, and that's what the guy was saying. It's like, if I fuck a guy, or I get a guy that gives me a blowjob just for the sake of it, it's like, I don't think I'm gay. He was like, I don't think I'm gay. I'm like, okay. He's like, why is that? And the other guy was like, why is that? Because I don't ever want to be in love. I don't have any desire to be with a man. I'm like, oh man, I understand that, because I think that's what it is. Again, with women, that's how they do it. Like, women fuck around with other women, but they don't want to be with another woman and marry another woman, right? I mean, it's like, they're willing to play around with a woman, but, and they like to have, I guess what I would call it is a fetish, right? Like, a woman has a lesbian fetish or a bisexual fetish, but it's not really her being a full-out lesbian or gay. I don't know. I mean, I'm just a dude here talking, just trying to talk this shit out loud, because it's the spectrum of us as people that are. And then, you know, one thing, and I'll leave with this. One thing I also realized is that people, as we get older, become more open-minded. So, you know, I've talked before about unconventional things that women have proposed to me, with them being dominant, with them wanting to be with me, but they couldn't, they allow me to be with men, but not with women. Or, you know, just crazy shit like that, where they've already set their boundaries that are unconventional. And I don't even know where I was going with this, man. I fucking lost my train of thought again. I'm getting old, man. And what I was thinking about was, you have these people that are unconventional and have these spectrums, right? It's like, what makes them, you know? It's like, does that make them, you know, because at the end, they still want to be with a guy. They want to be in a relationship with a guy. They want to be in love with a guy, but they're open to the spectrum of other things going on. And I just say to myself, okay, why can't this be accepted? Why is it that us humans, we like variety in food and clothes and the things that we do, but when it comes to intimacy and when it comes to politics, it has to be one side or the other? And it's a weird thing, and I think it's just a negative stigma. I think it's just a stigma. Like, for me, I always joke around. I say, I don't care if people think I'm gay. I'm like, shit, I'm 45 years old. Who gives a fuck? Like, who gives a fuck at this stage? Like, who gives a fuck? Because it's like, at this stage, no one really cares. If you're bisexual, if you're straight, or that's what I was saying. It was just about how people get older, and I would have these conversations with women, and they would tell me about, especially the women that are polyamorous or in open marriages and going to sex clubs with their partners and stuff, and they would tell me things like, I wouldn't have been this person 10, 15 years ago. Like, they grew into this because the monotony of their marriage led them to exploring other things. And I'm like, yeah, duh, that makes sense to me. I'm not saying that it makes sense to you, because there's people out there that are fully old school conservative, straight, whatever it is, but they just don't have the need to expand. You know, it's kind of like a guy. Like a guy is like, okay, hoo-hum, I'm working at the job, go to work, come home, have a beer, do it all over again the next day. And they go work around the house on the weekends, and they're happily ever after. The woman is like looking at him like, no, this is not going to be my life, damn it. Like, I'm not going to be in a fucking routine that is boring to me. And a guy, we're like, okay, we're ready. Well, football season, yay. You know, don't bother me from 1 to 7 because I'm in front of that couch, right? Like, us men can get more in a routine, and women don't. Women are more dynamic, and that's what I run into. So what happens when you run into a man that's more dynamic, right? I don't know. That's the weird part. It's like, you could tell for men, there's double standards, and for women, there's double standards. And I think that this is definitely one of them, where I think for a man, if a man wants to have fun, meaning that he doesn't see himself as being with another man in a relationship, but he doesn't mind, you know, being with another dude with his girl and having fun, and all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, he's fucking gay. I don't know about all that. Like, because again, if it is hard, if he's willing to be in a relationship with a man and the world know about it, right, that he wants to be known as that, then okay, I got you. You're gay or you're bisexual. If you could be in love and be out in the open with a man and a woman, but if it's more of a fetish, you know, it's cool. I'm like, you know, whatever you want to do. Hey, whatever you want to do. I mean, there's people that watch like that fucking anime. You know what I'm saying? You know, what do you call a person that is in love with their sex doll? I've read that shit, and I'm not even going to go into that, because it's like, at least like when a person is real, right? But when you're in love with a doll, it's like, all right, man, like I respect it. But unless that doll has artificial intelligence, then I'm not understanding that one, you know? It's like it gives me creepy vibes, because you may like a cadaver. You may be like one of those guys that works at those, what are those hospital sections? You see them in movies and shit, like Kill Bill, where you pay them money and shit, and they fuck dead people. Like, you know, it's all good. Like, what, you know, hey, that's not ethically right. That's not ethically right. So I guess I cannot get on board with that, right? But I'm just saying in general, like, I think it's fascinating how we don't allow for that to happen. We don't allow for that thought, for that spectrum to be available. Like, women are like, oh, the moment you like guys or even open to having something up your ass, you're fucking gay. I don't want to deal with you. You know? It's just weird, man. So that conversation is very fascinating. So who knows, man? Life is good, man. Life is good. Let's take it off key. Just watch that thing like Bobby.